अथ एकादशोऽध्यायः। अर्जुन उवाच मदनुग्रहाय परमं गुह्यं अध्यात्मसंज्ञितं यत्त्वयोक्तं वचः तेन मोहोऽयं विगतो मम।
Arjuna said, "By my hearing the instructions you have kindly given me about these most confidential spiritual subjects, my illusion has now been dispelled."
Bhavapyayohi bhutanam shrutau vistarashomaya tvattah kamalapatraksha mahatmyamapi cha avyayam।
O lotus-eyed one, I have heard from you in detail about the appearance and disappearance of every living entity and have realized your inexhaustible glories.
Evametad yathat sattvam atmanam parameshvara drashtumichhami te roopam aishwaram purushottama।
O greatest of all personalities, O supreme form, though I see you here before me in your actual position as you have described yourself, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that form of yours।
Manyase yadi tachyam maya drashtum iti prabho yogeshwara tato me tvam darshayatmanam avyayam।
Think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O Lord, O Master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that unlimited universal self।
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Pashyane Partha Rupani Shatashotha Sahasrashah नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नानावर्णाकृतीनि च।
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Arjuna, O son of Prita, see now my opulences, hundreds of thousands of varied divine and multicolored forms।
पश्यादित्यान् वसुमुद्रान् अश्विनौ मरुतः तथा बहूनि अदृष्टपूर्वाणि पश्याश्चर्याणि भारत।
O best of the Bharatas, see here the different manifestations of Adityas, Vasus, Rudras, Ashwini Kumaras and all the other demigods. Behold the many wonderful things which no one has ever seen or heard of before।
Ihaikasam jagat krishnam pashyadya sacharacharam mama dehe guda kecha yajanyat drashtum icchasi।
O Arjuna, whatever you wish to see, behold at once in this body of mind. This universal form can show you whatever you now desire to see and whatever you may want to see in the future. Everything, moving and non-moving, is here completely in one place।
न तु मां शक्यते द्रष्टुम् अनेनैव वचस्तुषा दिव्यं ददामि ते चक्षुः पश्य मे योगमैश्वरम्
But you cannot see me with your present eyes. Therefore, I give you divine eyes. Behold my mystic opulence.
Sanjaya uvacha Yeva mukva tato rajan Mahayogeshwaro harihi Darshayamasa parthaya Paramarupamaishwaram
Sanjaya said, O King, having spoken thus, the Supreme Lord of all mystic power, the Personality of Godhead, displayed His universal form to Arjuna.
Aneka vatra mayanam Anekadbhuta darshanam Aneka divyabharanam Divyane kodhyatayudham Divyamalyambaradharam Divyagandhanu Sarvashcharyamayam Devam Anantam Vishvatomukham
Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine appraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine scents were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, all-expanding.
Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhavet Yugapadusthita Yadi Bhava Sadrishisa Yati Bhasaka Tasya Mahatmanaka
If hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form.
Tatraikasam Jagat Krishnam Pravibhaktam anekadha apashya deva devasya sharire pandavah tada
At that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansions of the universe situated in one place although divided into many, many thousands.
Tataka savismayadisho Hrishyaroma dhananjayasa Pranamya shirasa devam Kritanjalihi abhashata
Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances and with folded hands began to pray to the Supreme Lord.
Arjuna uvacha Pashyami devam Tava devadehi Sarvam tatha Bhuta vishesha sankhan Brahmanamicham Kamalasanastham ऋषींश्च सर्वान् उरदांश्च दिव्यान्।
Arjuna said, My dear Lord Krishna, I see assembled in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and all the sages and divine serpents.
Aneka bahu daravatra netram pashyami svam sarvatonantarupam nantam namadhyam na punastavadim pashyami visheshvara vishvarupa.
O Lord of the universe, O universal form, I see in your body many, many arms, bellies, mouths and eyes expanded everywhere without limit. I see in you no end, no middle and no beginning.
Kiritinam, gadinam, chakrinam cha, tejorashim, sarvato deeptimantam, pashyami svam.
Your form is difficult to see because of its glaring effulgence, spreading on all sides like blazing fire or the immeasurable radiance of the sun. Yet, I see this glowing form everywhere, adorned with various crowns, clubs and discs.
Swamaksharam paramam veditavyam Swamasya visvasya param nidhanam Swamavyayah shashvata dharma gopta Sanatana swam purusho madhome.
You are the supreme primal objective. You are the ultimate resting place of all this universe. You are inexhaustible and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of the eternal religion, the personality of Godhead. This is my opinion.
Anadi madhyantam ananta viryam ananta bhagum shashi surya netram pashyami tvam Deepta Bhuta Shavacham Svatejasa Vishwanidam Tapantam.
You are without origin, middle or end. Your glory is unlimited. You have numberless arms and the sun and the moon are your eyes. I see you with blazing fire coming forth from your mouth, burning this entire universe by your own radiance.
Yava prithivyoh idam antaram hi vyaptam svayaikena dishasya sarvaha drishtva adbhutam rupam ugram tavedam lokatrayam pravyachitam mahatman.
Although you are one, you spread throughout the sky and the planets and all the space between. O Great One, seeing this wondrous and terrible form, all the planetary systems are perturbed.
Amigitvam surasangada vishanti kechidbhitada pranjalayo grunanti svastityukva Maharshi Siddha Sangada Duvanti Tvam Suti Bhigi Pushtalabhi.
All the hosts of demigods are surrendering before you and entering into you. Some of them, very much afraid, are offering prayers with folded hands. Hosts of great sages and perfected beings, crying, All peace, are praying to you by singing the Vedic hymns.
रुद्रादित्याः वसवो ये च साध्याः विश्वेश्विनौ मरुतश्चोष्मपाश्च गन्धर्वयक्षासुरसिद्धसङ्घाः विच्यन्ते त्वाम् विस्मिताश्चैव सर्वे.
All the various manifestations of Lord Shiva, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Sadhyas, the Vishvadevas, the two Ashvis, the Maruts, the forefathers, the Gandharvas, the Yakshas, the Asuras and the perfected demigods are beholding you in wonder.
Rupam mahatte bahuvakra netram mahabahu bahubahu rupadam बहुदरं बहुदं दाकरालं दृष्ट्वा लोकाः प्रव्यथिताः तथाहम्.
O mighty armed one, all the planets with their demigods are disturbed at seeing your great form with its many faces, eyes, arms, thighs, legs and bellies and your many terrible teeth, and as they are disturbed, so am I.
नभस्पृशं दीप्तम् अनेकवर्णम् व्याप्ताननं दीप्तविशालनेत्रम् दृष्ट्वा जित्वां प्रव्यथितान्तरात्मा धृतिं न विन्दामि शमं च विष्णो.
O all pervading Vishnu, seeing you with your many radiant colors touching the sky, your gaping mouth and your great glowing eyes, my mind is perturbed by fear. I can no longer maintain my steadiness or equilibrium of mind.
Damshakaralani chate mukhani drishvaiva kalanala sannivani Dijona jane lalabe cha sharma prasida devesha jagannivasa.
O Lord of Lords, O Refuge of the Worlds, please be gracious to me. I cannot keep my balance, seeing thus your blazing death-like faces and awful teeth. In all directions, I'm bewildered.
Amichatvam dhritarashtrasya putrah sarve sahaiva vanipala sanghai bhishma dronah suta putrah tathasau sahasmadirapi योधमुख्यैः वक्त्राणि ते त्वरमाणा विशन्ति दंष्ट्राकरालानि भयानकानि केचिद्विलग्ना दशनान्तरेषु सन्दृश्यन्ते चूर्णितैः Uttamangaihi.
All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with their allied kings, and Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and our chief soldiers also, are rushing into your fearful mouths. And some, I see, trapped with heads, smashed between your teeth.
Yatha nadinam bhagavom bhugegaha samudramevabhimukhaha dravante tathatavami naralokaviraha vishanti vatrani abhivijjvalanti.
As the many waves of the rivers flow into the ocean, so do all these great warriors enter, blazing into your mouths.
Yatha pradiptam valanam patangaha ಭಿಷಂತಿ ನಾಶಾಯ ಸಮೃದ್ಧ ವೇಗಾಃ ತಥೈವ ನಾಶಾಯ ಭಿಷಂತಿ ಲೋಕಾಃ ತವಾಪಿ ವಸ್ತ್ರಾಣಿ ಸಮೃದ್ಧ ವೇಗಾಃ.
I see all people rushing full speed into your mouths as moths dash to destruction in a blazing fire.
Lelikyate grajamanaha samautat lokan samastan vadanair jvaladbhihi tejo bhirapurya jagat samagram bhajastavodraga ಪ್ರತಪಂತಿ ವಿಷ್ಣು.
ಓ ವಿಷ್ಣು, ಐ ಸಿ ಯು ಡಿವಾರಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫ್ಲೇಮಿಂಗ್ ಮೌತ್ಸ್, ಕವರಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಯುವರ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆನ್ಸ್. ಯು ಆರ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಟೆರಬಲ್ ಸ್ಕಾಚಿಂಗ್ ರೇಸ್.
ಆಖ್ಯಾಹಿ ಮೇ ಕೋ ಭವಾನ್ ಉಗ್ರ ರೂಪೋ ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ ದೇವವರ ಪ್ರಸೀದ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತುಮಿಚ್ಛಾಮಿ ಭವಂತಮಾದ್ಯಂ ನಹಿ ಪ್ರಜಾನಾಮಿ ತವ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿಂ.
ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್, ಸೋ ಫಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, Please tell me who you are. I offer my obeisances unto you. Please be gracious to me. You are the primal lord. I want to know about you, for I do not know what your mission is.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Kalosmi Lokakshaya Krit Pravritho ಲೋಕಾನ್ ಸಮಾಹರ್ತುಮಿಹ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಃ ಋತೇಪಿ ತ್ವಾಂ ನ ಭವಿಷ್ಯಂತಿ ಸರ್ವೇ ಯೇವ ಸ್ಥಿತಾಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯನೀಕೇಷು ಯೋಧಾಃ.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds, and I have come here to destroy all people. With the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain.
Tasmatva muttishtha yasholabhasva jitva shatrun bhungshvarajyam samritham mayaivaite ನಿಗತಾಃ ಪೂರ್ವಮೇವ ನಿಮಿತ್ತ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ಭವಸವ್ಯಸಾಚಿನ್.
Therefore, get up, prepare to fight and win glory. Conquer your enemies and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savyasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight.
ದ್ರೋಣಂ ಚ ಭೀಷ್ಮಂ ಚ ಜಯದ್ರಥಂ ಚ ಕರ್ಣಂ ತಥಾನ್ಯಾನಪಿ ಯೋಧವೀರಾನ್ ಮಯಾಗತಾನ್ ತ್ವಂ ಜಹಿ ಮಾವ್ಯತಿಷ್ಠಾಃ ಯುಧ್ಯಸ್ವ ಜೇತಾಸಿ ರಣೇಶ ಪತ್ನಾನ್.
ದ್ರೋಣ, ಭೀಷ್ಮ, Jayadratha, Karna and the other great warriors have already been destroyed by me. Therefore, kill them and do not be disturbed. Simply fight and you will vanquish your enemies in battle.
Sanjaya uvacha Yeta shrutva Vachanam Keshavasya Kritanjalihi ವೇಪಮಾನಃ ಕಿರೀಟಿ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ವಾ ಭೂಯಯೇವಾಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಸಗದ್ಗದಂ హీతభీతః ప్రణమ్య
Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, O King, after hearing these words from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the trembling Arjuna offered obeisances with folded hands again and again. He fearfully spoke to Lord Krishna in a faltering voice as follows.
Arjuna uvacha Sthane Hrishikesha తవ ప్రకీర్త్యా జగత్ ప్రహృష్యతి అనురజ్యతే చ రక్షాంసి భీతాని దిశోత్రవంతి సర్వే నమస్యంతి చ సిద్ధ సంఘా
అర్జున సెడ్ ఓ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది సెన్సెస్ The world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done.
Kasmachyate nanameral mahatman gariyase brahmanopyadikartre అనంత దేవేశ జగన్ నివాస త్వమక్షరం సదసత్తత్పరం యత్
O great one, greater even than Brahma, you are the original creator. Why then should they not offer their respectful obeisances unto you? O limitless one, God of gods, refuge of the universe, You are the invincible source, the cause of all causes, transcendental to this material manifestation.
Vamadi devah purushah puranah tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam vetasi vedyam cha param cha dham tvaya tatam
You are the original personality of Godhead, the oldest, the ultimate sanctuary of this manifested cosmic world. You are the knower of everything, and you are all that is knowable. You are the supreme refuge above all the material modes. O limitless form, this whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by you.
Vayuryamognihi Varunaha Shashankaha Prajapatiswam Prapitamagasya Namo Namastestu Sahasrakritvaha Punashya Bhuyopi Namo Namaste
You are air and you are the supreme controller. You are fire, you are water and you are the moon. You are Brahma, the first living creature, and you are the great grandfather. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you 1,000 times, and again, and yet again.
Namah purasat atha prishthasate namostute sarvatayeva sarva అనంత వీర్యామిత విక్రమత్వం సర్వం సమాప్నోషి తతోసి సర్వః
Obeisances to you from the front, from behind and from all sides. O unbounded power, you are the master of limitless might. You are all pervading and thus you are everything.
సఖేతి మత్వా ప్రసభం యదుక్తం హే కృష్ణ హే యాదవ హే సఖేతి అజానతా మహిమానం తవేదం మయా ప్రమాదాత్ ప్రణయేన వాపి యచ్చావహసార్థం అసత్కృతోసి విహారశయాసన భోజనేషు ఏకోథవాప్యచ్యుత తత్సమక్షం తచ్చామయే స్వాం అహమప్రమేయం.
Thinking of you as my friend, I have rashly addressed you. O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend, not knowing your glories, please forgive whatever I may have done in madness or in love. I have dishonored you many times, jesting as we relaxed, lay on the same bed, or sat or ate together, sometimes alone and sometimes in front of many friends. O infallible one, please excuse me for all those offenses.
Itasi lokasya characharasya tvamasya pujyasya gurur gariyan natpatsamosi abhyadhikah kutonyo lokatrayepi apratima prabhava.
You are the father of this complete cosmic manifestation of the moving and the non-moving. You are its worshipable chief, the supreme spiritual master. No one is equal to you, nor can anyone be one with you. How then could there be anyone greater than you within the three worlds, O Lord of immeasurable power?
తస్మాత్ ప్రణమ్య ప్రణిధాయతాయం ప్రసాదయే త్వాం అహమీశం ఈడ్యం ఇతేవ పుత్రస్య సఖేవ సఖ్యుః ప్రియప్రియాయార్హసి దేవసోఢుం.
You are the Supreme Lord, to be worshipped by every living being. Thus, I fall down to offer you my respectful obeisances and ask your mercy. As a father tolerates the impudence of his son, or a friend the impertinence of a friend, or a wife the familiarity of her partner, please tolerate the wrongs I may have done you.
Adrishya purvam krishitosmi దృష్ట్వా భయేన చ ప్రవ్యథితం మనోమే తదేవ మే దర్శయ దేవరూపం ప్రసీద దేవేశ జగం నివాస.
After seeing this universal form which I have never seen before, I am gladdened, but at the same time my mind is disturbed with fear. Therefore, please bestow your grace upon me and reveal again your form as the personality of Godhead, O Lord of Lords, O abode of the universe.
Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam ichami tvam drashtum aham tathaiva tenaiva rupena
O universal form, O thousand-armed Lord, I wish to see you in your four-armed form, with helmeted head and with club, wheel, conch and lotus flower in your hands. I long to see you in that form.
Shri Bhagavanu Vacha మయా ప్రసన్నేన తవార్జునేదం రూపం పరం దర్శితం ఆత్మయోగాత్ తేజోమయం విశ్వం అనంతం ఆద్యం యన్మే త్వదన్యేన న దృష్టపూర్వం.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Arjuna, Happily have I shown you, by my internal potency, the supreme universal form within the material world. No one before you has ever seen this primal form, unlimited and full of glaring effulgence.
Na veda yajnyadhyayanai na danai na chakriyabhihi na tapobhirugraihi evam rupah shakya aham druloke drashtum tvadavyena kuru pravira.
O best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine. For neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by severe penances, can I be seen in this form in the material world.
Ma devyatha ma cha vimudha bhavo drishtva rupam gholam idrimamedam vyapeta bhihi ritamanah punasvam tadeva me rupam idam prapashya.
You have been perturbed and bewildered by seeing this horrible feature of mine. Now let it be finished. My devotee, be free again from all disturbances. With a peaceful mind, you can now see the form you desire.
Sanjaya uvacha ityarjunam vasudevastathoktva svakam rupam दर्शयामास भूयः आश्वासयामास च भीतमेनम् भूत्वा पुनः सौम्य वपुः महात्मा.
Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, having spoken thus to Arjuna, displayed his real four-armed form and at last showed his two-armed form, thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna.
Arjuna uvacha drishtvedam manusham rupam tava saumyam janardana idanim asmi samvrittah sachetah prakritim gatah.
When Arjuna thus saw Krishna in his original form, he said, O Janardana, seeing this human-like form so very beautiful, I am now composed in mind, and I am restored to my original nature.
श्री भगवानुवाच सुदुदर्शम इदं रूपं दृष्टवानसि यन्मम देवाभ्यस्य रूपस्य नित्यं दर्शनकांक्षिणगा.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Arjuna, this form of mine you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear.
Nagam vedai na tapasa na danena na tejaya shakyayevam vidho drashtum drishtavanasi mamyatha.
The form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am.
Bhaktya Ananyaya Shakya Agamevam Vidho Arjuna Jnatum Drashtum Cha Tatvena Praveshtum Cha Param Tapa.
My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding.
Mat karma krit mat paramo mat bhaktaga sangavarjitaga nirvairaga sarva bhuteshu yasamameti pandava.
My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contaminations of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me.
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastri Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Vishwarupa Darshana Yogo Nama Ekadashodhyayah.